Okay, so welcome to the Anime Nano podcast number 15. Yeah. I'm Hang Trong, the Basugasu Baku Hatsu guy. And with me again are JP Meyer, who does Minare Hazukishi. Hey.
Yo.
It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks.
Last week you had all of the non-white people.
Yeah. Also we have
Hinano. That's why I got a better...
Huh?
That's why I beat you on the GRE in math.
Oh, and I beat you in the GRE for, like, words.
Words.
Actually, that might not be a very good score. Like, not very accurate. Considering I said words. Oh yeah, we also have Hinano, who does Expanse over Hitori Goto. Hey.
Hi.
Hinano almost choked on a piece of bread, like, right before the podcast. I told her she should do that afterwards. Or at least wait until the podcast is done, right?
You told me not to die until the podcast was over.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome back, guys. Hey, let's go through... Let's look at our poll. So, oh man, only 50 people voted on this poll. How weak.
Need a better poll.
Like, the average is like 100.
Need a better poll.
I guess. So the poll question was, who's your favorite Western manga publisher? And Del Rey got, like, 50% of the votes. That's pretty good.
I voted for Del Rey.
Yeah, Del Rey's pretty good. And then Tokyo Pop. I don't know. I thought Tokyo Pop was one of the more hated ones. They just probably released so much.
They do so much that there's, like, a lot of bad and a lot of ones that people like. So.
Yeah.
Oh, it kind of balances out.
Yeah, and then next is Viz with 16%. They do a lot of shoujo manga, right? They do Shoujo Beat.
And Shonen Jump.
And Naruto, yeah. And then ADV got 4%. I don't know, I think ADV's the worst. Because they didn't continue doing Yotsuba and Ampersand.
Yotsuba Ampersand.
Yeah. So I'm kind of mad at them for that. And then next is Broccoli with 4%. Oh, I guess that was like a tie.
I don't even know what Broccoli and DMP are.
Oh. Broccoli does like...
Digicarrot?
Yeah, they do Digicarrot.
Kamichima Karin, maybe?
And Galaxy Angel.
Kamichima Karin.
Do they do that one? I thought that was...
I would assume.
I think
I would
that one's...
Maybe it's Tokyo Pop.
I think it's Tokyo Pop, yeah, because I saw that in that free manga magazine thing that they send out every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But is that one done by that same creator of...
Digicarrot, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, you would think that they would...
And Peter 10, also.
Oh yeah, Peter 10 is so cool.
It was.
Oh yeah, and then next is DMP. Oh, Digital Manga, I guess? I don't even know. I've never heard of them. I don't know how they got on that list.
Did they do like Yaoi or something?
Oh, maybe. I think Oz probably suggested that, so yeah, it's probably Yaoi. And CMX got 0%. That's because they censor Air Gear, right? Or no?
No, they censor Tenjo Tenge.
Yeah, Tenjo Tenge. So, yeah. Well, what is our next poll going to be, then?
We'll think about it after
Yeah, we have to have something awesome. Okay, so let's move
on. I know.
What?
We can segue into our next discussion, which can also be our poll topic, which is, what's your opinion on Taiyaki?
Oh, yeah, so, JP, you just had this post on Taiyaki. I saw that.
Yeah, so I finally got around to eating Taiyaki, and it was underwhelming.
Well, what did you think it was going to taste like? Like, what were your expectations?
It would be sweeter, perhaps hotter and fluffier.
That's because you ate the nasty kakiyagi soba right before it.
That didn't... Just because I ate that doesn't mean that, like, the lady making the taiyaki, who made fun of me to, would make me, like, a particularly nasty taiyaki.
Wait, so was it a fresh one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Was it a Korean person or a Japanese person?
Japanese.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I told her, I'm like, he doesn't know any Japanese. I started laughing.
When she was like, but he just ordered in Japanese.
So that was funny.
So what did it taste like?
I mean, for me, it tasted just like the one I had that's frozen, so that's why I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't better than the frozen
one. But like, what was it? Sweet? It's supposed to be sweet, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like, not like sweet, sweet. It's like waffle batter sweet and like red bean paste sweet.
Well, that's what it is.
Well, that's good. Right? Like, have you ever eaten like one of those buns, like those Chinese ones with like the bean in it?
Yeah, but I mean, the bun, when I had that, was a lot like sweeter than like the taiyaki, like dough.
The only difference with the taiyaki one versus my frozen one was that it was softer because it was just made. It was hot.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was hot.
Okay.
But well, you buy the one, the Korean one, that's Japanese. Not the Korean taiyaki, but the Japanese taiyaki, which you can actually give a link to. I have a whole post about it. It's much better.
Hmm. Okay, because I eat that, like, bean stuff all the time.
Oh, okay.
Like, from the Chinese store, but it's not like the taiyaki one. So, I don't know. It'd probably just be the difference in, you know, eating it from a fish-shaped thing or eating it from a non-shaped thing.
Oh.
So, yeah. I still want to try it, though. So, would you order taiyaki again, or is it just like, is it like pocky, where it's like not really that good?
If I was super hungry, I might, just because it was like $1.50 and it's like really hearty and filling.
Yeah, it's pretty filling.
Okay, where'd you get it?
Mitsuwa?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
It's in North Jersey, like a little mall, like with Japanese stores in it, and the big grocery store actually had a food festival going on, and that's probably where they had the taiyaki.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like across the Hudson River from the upper west side in New York City.
Did you get, like, takoyaki too?
No. We were full after the taiyaki and the bubble tea.
Did you catch a goldfish?
Wasn't that kind of festival?
Yeah, it was like a food festival. Like, they had, like, food booths. They're going, yashaimase!
Oh. Do they have a maid cafe?
No.
Oh.
No, they did not have a maid cafe.
Did they have, like, a haunted house? I'm assuming this is like a school festival. Never mind.
No.
Do they have all the free water you can drink?
Yes, they did.
Okay, good.
Did they really?
All the free tap water.
Oh, wait, they had like the free water and the green tea also. It tasted like crap.
Oh.
The green tea was like, didn't taste like anything.
And
the
crap.
But the water tasted like water.
So that was during your hot date, Tsuru?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Okay, so the next topic is hentai at the sex museum. What the heck?
Well, we went to the sex museum the other day, too, and, like, there was, like, they have, like, a special exhibit going on now, like, Japanese pornography or something, and they start with, like, the old-fashioned artwork, you know, with, like, those, like, weird-looking old Japanese artworks. But like
the ukiyo-e with black prints.
Yeah, and like all the guys have these like huge wangs, and then like, there's like a whole section
like
of like
baseball
modern hentai
sized.
Yeah, I know. And then they have like modern stuff now, and it was like hentai like pictures. They had like doujinshi and like hentai manga, and then they had like yaoi manga, and they had like four TV panels that were showing like hentai and then yaoi at the end. It was so funny.
So did you go there for the hentai stuff or? Did you just like randomly say, "Hey, let's go to the sex museum"?
I
knew that that exhibit was like gonna be there, but I didn't know it was like showing right now.
I didn't know at all.
Okay,
like, I knew
so
when I was looking up like directions and prices and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They also had an exhibit on like early like silent black and white porn.
Yeah, like
films.
Ever ready.
Do they have like a guy on piano play during those ones too?
No, they had like this guy running around with a big cock, but then like his cock got bit by a crab and the cock like ran away with the crab biting it.
Okay. Yeah.
And, like, they show people like screwing like cows and donkeys.
Wow.
It was weird. It was funny.
Okay. Well, cool. I guess.
Oh, you know what? You know what? There was one thing I noticed in like the hentai section where they had like all like different like mangas like sprawled out with all the hentai scenes. There was like one with like dick girls, and they just like said this is like a new art form, and it had like a long description about dick girls.
And then in like
Futanari, right?
They didn't actually label it as something. They just said like it's considered like the masculine penis with the female like, body or something. It didn't say that. Well, yeah, but it didn't
like
say
write it in blurb.
So you should have like given a speech on it too, like just stand in front of it and be
you
like,
"You know what? I took some photos. I should like take some like give you some photos to post for the podcast."
Yeah, maybe
also
later.
In the like main exhibit section, they totally had like a real doll that you could like touch.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Oh, the one that the guy at Ryuva wants to buy.
Yeah, TJ Han.
Well, not
but
the
those
one
are, like the Asian ones. These are like the American ones.
Yeah, this was like the American one. It was so freaking like creepy feeling.
Actually,
oh,
so
you
have to feel them?
It's different though, also because like they said that the American ones they have like a skeleton built inside of it, but the Japanese ones are just like silicone. Like, they weigh only really, like 60 pounds or something. It's really, like,
instead of like 110 pounds or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, did they let you try it out?
There's like a little
not,
like thing.
Not like try it out, but like you can like touch it and stuff and fondle it.
Oh, okay.
You can't, like, take it into the bathroom.
Right, because it's 110 pounds.
No, it was like a half a figure. Like
it was like the torso.
Like, yeah.
Gross!
It's like a buoy.
Okay. You want to go on to the next topic yet?
Sure.
Okay, so next topic is season 2 of Haruhi and Zero Notes Gaima. Yeah, I broke this news about the second season of Haruhi, like, 10 podcasts ago, didn't I?
No, but now it's been, like, confirmed for real.
Now it's, like, actually a second season, and not just, like, people on the internet's getting, like, excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there a live-action one coming out?
Not that I heard.
Not that I know of.
Oh.
That one's still a hoax.
Or, well, there is one, but it's, like, porn.
Yeah.
That one comes out, like, next month, I think. I think I'll have to download that and make fun of it.
And by make fun of it, you mean fap to it?
It will probably be far too gross to do that.
So, oh yeah, Zero Notes kind of probably needed a second season anyway, right?
I figured both would get second seasons, like, eventually, so even if these, like, aren't really true or whatever, just because both series have sold so many books, like, millions of books, that, like, it's hard to imagine it, like, not getting one.
It just seems like a too long of a series to only have, like, 13 episodes or whatever. 14 episodes that it got.
Yeah, I guess so.
There's, like, what? Like, 6 books for each one or something? Like, that's plenty of material.
Well, except how much of it can you show on TV?
Haruki is, like, 8 or 9, doesn't it?
I don't know. I haven't been keeping track.
I've been, like, slowly reading Bakatsuki's translations of it.
So, is that all the topics we have? Wait,
I guess so.
What are we going to talk about?
Oh, the trap.
The trap.
But episode 13 was called It's a Trap.
I know, but we gotta, like, talk about it, because it's, like, recent.
But this is, like, breaking trap news.
Yeah.
This is a die news. Okay, so what about the trap?
But look at his boobs! He has, like, boobs! Like, real boobs!
It's probably just, like, the angle of the camera. Or something.
How can it be a camera angle? Like, you would not have, like, boobs like that if they were fake. You would just see, like the falsies or something.
And he wouldn't have, like, man boobs and be that skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he would have... He has the hips, too. Like, what happened to his figure?
Yeah. He's pretty hot, I have to say. Let's, like, stop staring at this picture, though, because it's making me feel creepy.
You're getting around.
Hold on, guys. I need to pause this, call for a second. Yeah, what was the other thing about the other trap, too? In the other show? Happiness?
There was, like, this weird upskirt shot of, like, June, and, like, he kept, like, his stockings, like, appeared and disappeared. It was really weird.
And there was no bulge.
Yeah.
I contend that there is a bulge in the first picture. There's a bulge.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is. It's like obviously there. Alright, now it's still making me creepy just looking for the bulge.
You're staring at Cartoon Wang.
But you guys say it's not there.
I'm talking about the picture for June, not for Mizuho.
I'm talking about the picture for Mizuho.
No, Mizuho, just the only thing that stuck out for me was the boobs. That was because that's just weird.
Okay. anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the mailbag then, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, so Andrew says, what is the most embarrassing anime-related thing that has been on your computer screen when a roommate slash parent slash sibling has walked in? Which you hopefully minimized. Mm-hmm. So, probably the PokéRap that I got on the To Be a Master CD. It was like an enhanced CD. It was a Pokémon soundtrack.
I have that CD.
CD. That's kind of sad.
Shut up. It's a good CD.
Well, I have it too. So, I was watching the PokéRap. It's a pretty good song.
Actually, I think My Best Friends is the best song on the whole album.
What about you guys?
When I was in college, I was playing Wind at Breath of Heart, and I had to, like, minimize all the hentai scenes.
Well, did anyone walk in?
Yeah, my roommate, like, one of their friends would walk in with their fat-ass friend and, like, walk in and, like, play, like, their stupid, like, catch-up song or whatever the hell they were playing, or Cry Me a River, and, like, 20 times, and then laugh about something stupid, and I don't know, so I had to, like, minimize it.
No. I bet JB has a good one.
Well, let's see. I don't know how this is embarrassing in the same sort of way, but a couple years ago, when I went home for winter break, and I was playing Sakura Taisen 3, like, on the TV, my mom went down into the basement to, like, work on her taxes or her stocks, and, like, it was when they were doing one of, like, the musical numbers, and she was getting, like, really into the music and started, like, dancing to it. It was more embarrassing than, like, what she saw on the screen. So I don't know if that counts, but, yeah, she was really into, like, the musical numbers and that.
Did anyone else see your mom dancing to it, though?
Fortunately not.
Okay. I don't know, PokéRap's pretty embarrassing. It's a good song,
It's only embarrassing if you know the whole lyrics by heart. That's embarrassing.
I want to be the best. Whatever it was. Was it Electro, Diglett, Nidoran, and Mankey? Okay,
see, why do you know that?
Because I used to like Pokemon a lot.
Oh, I'm still waiting for the DS version. I never knew the rap.
Oh. Well, you didn't watch enough Pokemon then.
I guess I didn't.
Alright. Okay, let's go to M4RK, or Mark. Does it grind your gears when people call Sasuke Sasuke? Does that make you angry? If it does, do you feel like pushing them out?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I thought I mentioned that when I was watching the American version or the English dub of Negima. Oh. Like, Asuna is Asuna.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Hey, Asuna, what's up? And they say it with, like, a southern accent or something. Yeah, so.
Oh my god.
That does really bug me.
Who picks these voice actors anyway?
I don't know.
Or when they say Naruto.
Naruto and Sakura.
Yeah. But that's just because, like, I know how their names are supposed to be pronounced. Like, if I didn't know, then it really wouldn't bug me.
And then meanwhile, they, like, say them pretty well in the Naruto dub.
You know, actually, in the Naruto dub, some like, I think the voice actor for Sasuke actually pronounces all the names right. He says Naruto instead of Naruto.
Naruto.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that, too, is that, like, when you're speaking English and then you say the Japanese name correctly, it sounds weird, too. So, like, you're kind of screwed either way. You know what I mean?
He just sounded weird because he was the only person to pronounce all the names correctly.
Yeah, but, like, you're trying to use, like, two different languages, like, in one sentence. It doesn't really work.
I think it's okay if you can pronounce properly.
I don't know.
Rather than saying, like, Naruto, say Naruto.
Yeah. But, like, you're speaking English, and then you're like, so, how is that class, Naruto? You know, like...
That's weird.
I don't know. I think that's just one of the main problems with dubs, is, like, you're screwed either way. Like, if you try to take liberties with it, you're screwed, and then if you try to do it, like, pronounce everything correctly, it still sounds weird, so...
It's because fans are annoying.
Yeah. It's because fans suck. So, oh, so the green crayon actually is a girl.
I told you.
Yeah. I don't know, just... Okay, so the green crayon wants to know if we're buying the Nintendo Wii. The controllers are awesome, and Disgaea is coming out for PSP in Japan. I still want it. Yeah, I want Disgaea, too.
I don't buy any video games.
Disgaea is awesome. If I had it on a PSP, I'd like play it all the time, everywhere.
I kind of want to get a Wii, too. And by a Wii, I mean a Revolution. Just because, like, you finally, it, like, they finally have, like, are doing something innovative with it, with, like, the nunchuck controllers and stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully I won't, like, get made fun of all day by whoever my roommate is, because I'm, like, swinging around like a sword fighting dragons and stuff.
Yeah, I'm totally going to get a Wii. I don't know, like, I've been hearing that there's going to be plenty of them to go around. But then, I've also been hearing that there's not going to be any, and people have to pre-order, so I don't know. I didn't pre-order, so I'll probably just try to get one. But, Hideno, you don't want to get one?
I don't buy any video game systems, just because I don't play any games.
You're a girl.
I play Ragnarok Online sometimes.
But girls can play Nintendo things, because they're for girls and little kids.
I played Nintendo when I was like 10, you know, like Mario and crap like that.
So, Kalagi? Okay, you know what? I like just kind of figured out what Kalagi is. Like, I thought it was Kalagi, but I think it's Cal Aggie.
I don't get it.
Like California Aggie.
Okay.
Right? Like,
I don't
like the University of California, don't they have like an Aggie?
That's Texas A&M.
I think it's, well, look, they have, let's see here. I think it was UC Davis. I think, isn't their mascot an Aggie?
I don't know.
Let's look it up real quick. Because, like, I've been looking at universities, right?
Yeah.
And, like
me.
Yeah, I thought UC Davis Aggie.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, see? I was like, I thought it was Calaggie, but yeah, it's actually Cal Aggie. So.
Okay.
I guess that doesn't have anything to do with the actual question. So Calaggie wants to know, or Cal Aggie wants to know, fan fiction, do you read any, write any, or just don't care for it?
I read once in a while Narusaku fan fiction. I don't write any, though.
I used to, like, I wrote this fan fiction for Seinfeld.
So basically you just talked about what you did today and how it annoyed you?
No, I did a fan fiction for the last episode of Seinfeld, because I thought the last episode of Seinfeld was really bad, and I thought I could do a better job, so yeah.
I love going to fanfiction.net and looking at, like, the crossover section, like, the descriptions of the shows. I mean, not the shows, of the, like, stories that people are writing, because sometimes they're, like, totally insane. Like, James Bond uncovers an unlikely ally while searching for stolen nuclear weapons. Godzilla!
So does that count as a James Bond?
Or, like...
fanfiction or Godzilla fanfiction?
Or, like, will Picard violate the Prime Directive in order to help Frodo destroy the One Ring?
Oh, so those are
just read the Naruto one.
Those are crossover then. That sounds like a cool fanfiction though. I'd read that. The one with Jean-Luc Picard. So I guess the answer
so
is
the answer is yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like fanfiction. But I wrote one for Seinfeld once. So Gar for Garcher says the Saigar tournament, a manly version of Saimoe, is now open. Any opinions on what characters should be nominated? On who will win or who should but won't?
I'm confused on that. Is that, like, someone who, like, is a guy that a lot of people like, or is it just, like, a manly guy? Because I was gonna say, if they get, like, a guy that a lot of people like, they could just put in, like, June, and, like, everybody would vote for him. He's a trap.
Yeah, but that would...
But I thought it has to be, like, a manly guy, right?
I think so.
Like,
yeah,
a manly
it's
just
be
man.
A manly man.
Okay.
Like, that... Like, his namesake, Garcher. Archer totally needs to win.
I couldn't nominate anything because it gets time I'm under proxy, which is retarded because I'm not.
Yeah, I
and
think...
if Archer doesn't win, Itsuki needs to win.
Itsuki, I'd vote for him. Actually, I think I should vote for Kyon. Kyon is cool, too.
Kyon's no Itsuki.
What about Yuichi?
But Yuichi's like Kyon. It's like the same thing.
Oh.
Kyuichi. Oh, you know who I vote for? Probably, like, somebody, like, oh, you know who I vote for? I vote for, like, Tamaki from, like, Haruki, like, the Haruki, Oran Hoku Host Club.
Oh, yeah.
I totally vote for him. Maki's
but
awesome.
Is he? Do you really get Gar for him though?
I can't get Gar, my girl.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Who would you vote for, JP? Karcher?
I would totally vote for Karcher.
What about the bartender?
Boo! I don't care about
the bartender. See, maybe if I watched the show more, I'd want to vote for the gartender. Yeah. But...
gartender.
Okay.
And by that I mean if that like something actually happened in the show rather than just having like fade effects into pictures of drinks while he like tells you how to make the drink.
Somebody posted a blog post. I think it was physics or whatever. He was like, if you're not watching this show, you're an idiot. Oh, no, it wasn't him. It was, what's his name? Corey from and Renegade Enemy Block. He's like, if you're not watching Bartender, you're an idiot. I'm like, what? Like, it's a problem with the statement over here.
Yeah, I only saw the first episode raw, so I didn't really understand what was going on.
I just know that he blew up the ice.
Like, he blew up the ice sculpture for the celery man.
I couldn't stand it after, like, what, like 2-3 minutes? I just fell asleep.
Yeah, but the endings, the music is actually really good. Like, the op and the ed, those are good.
Mm. Okay, I totally forgot what they had
sounded
like.
Yeah, me too.
Wait. Oh, we're still on the Gar question. Oh, well. Yeah, let's go on to the next one. So Asian Plucky wants to know, do you guys consider yourselves anime veterans? Or whatever term it is that denotes an experienced, authoritative voice that commands respect when discussing anime? How many years of anime watching is prerequisite? How many years have you guys been watching anime?
I'm a veteran to all of you.
Yeah.
I started in, like, 99.
Oh. I've been watching since, like 2001, I think.
I have, like, 3 years, maybe.
Well, like, in terms of what the...
You guys are noobs.
In terms of, like, which anime, like, the fan subs and stuff, yeah.
Well, I started with fan subs, too, but I'm just saying, like, for example, like yesterday me and JP went to karaoke and like we're looking at the anime songs, see which one we both know so we can do it together.
Uh-huh.
And like I'm going, like, do you know this one? He's like, no. No, this one? No. What the fuck is your problem?
Yeah, and I was like, do you know this one? No. Do you know this one? No.
Because all
you
know is no. Jam Project.
Can we do any Gundam
songs?
No. Can we do any Jam Project songs? No. Can we do any of the songs from My Hero Ultimate? No.
I'm like, well, I picked up some like Slayers. Like everybody has seen Slayers except JP Meyer.
Yeah, well, if you count, like, shows that are anime, but I didn't know that they were anime, like, isn't Transformers count? Or does,
Transformers? Oh, please.
Or does, like, Thundercats count?
I don't know if those, like, were or not.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Like, Transformers, I think, was, but not Thundercats? But I don't know.
That show is pretty bad, also, by the way.
Transformers or Thundercats?
Thundercats.
Transformers was pretty bad when I tried watching like the DVD like box set like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
We got so excited that it was finally out and we like fell asleep like 3 episodes in during the middle of the day.
Yeah. Snarf is pretty annoying. What other? Well, wait. Did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles come out in Japan first?
No, that's an American comic.
Oh, because I saw a Japanese version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Like an OVA or something. Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird, so that made me think that they were from Japan. I don't know. But, yeah, pretty much, let's just say 2001. I think I'm a veteran. Right? Because I read an anime blog.
You guys are noobs compared to me.
Whatever.
I don't watch anime, I just know about it.
Whatever.
So, okay, last question from Andrew. Random question, what is your favorite stereotypical anime character laugh? Oh ho 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 ho? Ke 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 ke? Or foo 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 foo? Do you like how I practiced all of them?
Oh shoot, I don't know. I used to like the
oh ho 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 ho.
I used to like that, but now I like the foo 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 one.
I like the oh ho ho. Like, I like the type of characters that do it.
The Ojo-sama?
Yeah, like, Renge, doesn't she do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
And that one character in, was it Nadeshiko Shichihenge? She does that a lot.
It was originally done a lot by, like, Naga from Slayers. Like, it was really annoying and loud.
And Sumire from Sakura Taisen.
I I've never seen Hakuto Taisen.
Oh, the
Did you ever get around to watching your DVD, Hang?
I don't know. I have it like right here. I can see it. That one girl from Muteki Kanma Musume does it too.
You know, because the thing that was, do you remember Kamisama Kazaku, the little sister?
Yeah.
She did that all the time.
Meme.
Yeah.
She does the which one?
The poo-poo-poo thing.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
I saw that, like, getting back to Pokemon. I was, like, playing, and I saw, like, someone says foo-foo-foo-foo, and I, like, didn't know what that meant. But then I looked back, and I was like, oh, they're laughing. Because they, like, didn't bother to translate it or anything. They just put foo-foo-foo there.
Actually, know who else did the ho-ho-ho thing? It was Tomoyo from Cardcaptor Sakura. She did it all the time.
From CCL. Oh, see, like, we already went through that in the last podcast. I hadn't seen that. And then everyone made, like, a big fuss about it.
You suck.
So which version, everybody likes that show.
Which version should I get?
The real version?
The Japanese one, obviously.
So where do they sell that? Like, or yeah. Is it only the TV one that they sell?
No, they sell both.
Oh.
You just have to make sure that you get Cardcaptor Sakura and not
Cardcaptors.
So they're, like, the same show, except one of them is, like, shorter?
It
doesn't have Yaoi in it?
It's totally different, yeah. It's like a different show, almost.
Wait, one has Yaoi, right? And the other one doesn't, or something like that?
It has
or BL.
All sorts of naughtiness.
Oh.
And look, it doesn't have a shorter, either. And
by naughtiness, I mean implied naughtiness.
What about that gigantic box set? Which one is that? That I see on Right Stuff
the
sometimes.
The gigantic box set, I think, might be the real version.
Okay. It's like $90
when
or
they
something.
Had their sale, they had like when they had one of their sales or something. It was like you could get the card captors for in that like five for 25 deal.
Oh,
and like, but you couldn't get card captor Sakura like that. You had to buy like the box sets, which I think might have also been on sale.
No, we want the dub.
Yeah, I didn't order that one anyway.
For like 60 each or something, and there was two of them.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I'll have to see about getting that. I still have a lot of DVDs I haven't watched yet. Like all of Haibane, Renmei, like, I only watched one DVD of that, and then Nieus Under 7. I still have three of that. So yeah, I've been pretty bad at watching these DVDs.
And Akira. Grad school.
What? Yeah, I've been, like, doing application stuff, so.
Too busy applying to grad school.
Uh-huh. So you can understand, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I don't even have time to do this podcast, pretty much. Speaking of which, that's the last question we have on the mailbag. So, cool. Thanks for listening. I'm Hang. There's JP.
Yo.
There's Inuno.
Got it.
And, yeah. See you later.
Hey guys, it's starting to get cold out, so let's have a party.
Yeah, let's have taiyaki instead of takotatsu.
Goo!
Taiyaki's gross.
Goo!
So you can have mine, Hang.
Goo!
Jikai Anime Nano Podcast 第15話 Pakupaku Taiyaki Dai Party.
Hai, kore.
Goo!